There are no solutions. There are only trade-offs. There are no solutions. There are only trade-offs. I'd say that all the time. I feel like I say that at least once a day. It comes from, or at least I believe it's from, Thomas Sowell, brilliant economist. It's just true. It is a true thing. I wish that, and I don't even know if that's true. I don't know that I wish that we had an infinite amount of money, and so we wouldn't need to be able to make determinations or decisions and trade-offs, but we do. I and you must make decisions and trade-offs on a daily basis. There's so much awesome stuff that I'd like to buy, or so many awesome experiences I'd like to have, so many places I'd like to go, so many things I'd like to do. But I have to make decisions on how I allocate my resources, time, energy, attention, and money. They're our most valuable resources because they are scarce. They're finite. So therefore, I need to make good decisions. And when I say yes to one thing, I'm saying no to everything else. So because I'm not made of money, when I allocate money to one thing, that means I can't allocate money to other things. Here's another way to think about this and to look at it is that I need to preference my future over the current. Otherwise, I'm going to be an older version of me. I'm going to be broke and destitute and out of energy and out of time, and I'll be screwed if I preferenced just living in the now and satiating every one of my needs and desires. Currently, I can't do that. So I have to make trade-offs. I have to favor my future self over my current self. This is obvious. You know this. You make decisions like this all the time. You do it as an individual. You do it as a household. And there are fewer things that have been frustrating me more over the recent, well, it's probably been a long time now, with just how our government is allocating our resources, our tax dollars. Because there's these trade-offs, and there's a lot that goes into the decisions that they make that we're not privy to, that I'm just not aware of. And I would like to trust that all their decision-making is, in fact, in my best interest right now and will be in my best interest in the future. And then, all of a sudden, we start learning about this massive fraud that is taking place seemingly at every level and every level of society, everywhere. Medicaid fraud, Medicare fraud, daycares, learning centers, whatever. So much fraud going on. And that means that the money that I and you gave to the federal government in the form of our taxes, income tax, property tax, sales tax, capital gains taxes, so many different taxes, that those are going to places that I did not agree to have those places, the money to go to those places. And I certainly now, in hindsight, looking at it, don't want. I wouldn't have wanted that. I wouldn't have. Would I have allowed it? Do I have a mechanism for stopping it from happening? I guess that is at the heart of what I wanted to talk about today. Because again, there's no solutions, there's only trade-offs. But when now everything comes into the light and the curtain has lifted or been dropped or whatever, the fog, smoke has cleared, and now we know what's going on. We see what's going on, or at least we're able to see if we're willing to look at it. There's questions to be asked and decisions to be made. So, what prompted me to bring this up today is this new spending package that has just been approved, and it is this Ukraine aid package. And I saw on X this morning that $250 million that has been included in this, $250 million in this Ukraine aid package goes to fund Radio Free Europe. That's right, Radio Free Europe. What is that, you ask? Well, it's an international multimedia broadcasting corporation funded by the United States Congress. No, it's funded by the United States taxpayers. So, you know, the people that delivers uncensored news, analysis, and open debate to countries where free press is threatened by a pervasive disinformation or government censorship. Huh. Gosh, what would it be like to live in a country where free press is threatened by pervasive disinformation or government censorship? Oh, my goodness. Headquartered in Prague, it has been a cornerstone of independent information delivery for decades, expanding well beyond its Cold War roots. So it's a propaganda operation by the United States government to fight disinformation and promote democratic values in other countries that just don't enjoy the kind of democracy that we enjoy here. So it reaches 47 million people every week across all of its services. Blah, 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 blah. It employs 1,700 staff members using robust local bureaus to accurately cover hyper-local affairs alongside international headlines. So there you go. $250 million going to Radio Free Europe. $250 million of your tax dollars going to Radio Free Europe. So here's the thing. Here's the question. What else could that money be used for? If, in fact, we decided, you know what we're going to do? We're not going to send it over to fund Radio Free Europe. We're going to put that money to work in our communities. So what would be some options? Because it's limited. It's limitless. Again, when I say yes to one thing, I'm saying no to everything else. But when I say no to one thing, every option is available to me. And I bet you could come up with some pretty cool things or some pretty important things right in your backyard that could benefit from $250 million. Let's talk about one. Let's talk about the most important human beings in our society. Kids, our children. Okay, what's more important than keeping them safe? Nothing? Nothing is? Okay, so maybe it would be good if we could put a security guard at every school and at every elementary school in the United States. So what's a cost of a security guard? Well, it's going to vary place to place, but it would range from $40,000 a year to probably 90. So let's call it $60,000 a year. So what's $250 million divided by 60,000? It's 4,166. That means with the money that we're sending, apparently, to fund Radio Free Europe, we could be protecting children here in the United States of America, in your community, maybe even your kids, by putting a security guard at an elementary school. So 4,166. How many elementary schools are there in the United States? Around 88,000. Okay. What about New York City? What about New York State? Well, there's 4,800 elementary schools in New York. So there you go. You could, just by changing the direction of that money, put a security guard every single one in New York. Amazing. What about California? Well, there's 5,800 elementary schools in California. So most of them, you could do that just by changing the wire instructions. So, but let's just keep going down this road. Again, there's 88,100 elementary schools in the United States. What's 88,000 times 60,000? Again, $60,000 is the number that we're paying a security guard, a full-time security guard, to work at the school the entire year. 88,100 elementary schools in the United States of America times 60,000. Well, that comes out to $5.2 billion. Big number. Where in the world could we come up with that money? Where are we going to get that? Has it been earmarked for anything else? Well, I'm glad you asked, because as a matter of fact, that Radio Free Europe, $250 million, that is inside of the $9 billion that was just approved to go to Ukraine. $9 billion. And this is on top of the however many hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of billion dollars that have already been sent over there. So again, if we wanted to put a security guard at every elementary school in the United States, it would cost $5.2 billion. And we're sending $9 billion to Ukraine. Huh. Where would you rather that money go? Would you rather that $9 billion go to Ukraine? Or we could hire two security guards at every elementary school in the United States for that amount of money. That's quite a trade-off right there. One might say it's close to the mother of all trade-offs. That's a big one. Where's our priorities? What do you think? What do you think about this? What do we do about it? Well, the only way that any of this is going to change is if we all wake up to it and we all start paying a little bit closer attention and we all start playing a more active role in what's going on with our elected officials. I know it's not your job, but is this irritating enough to do something about it? Does this anger you enough to do something about it? Certainly does me. So what we need to do is reach out to our elected officials and say, no, stop doing this. We have bigger priorities here at home. We have bigger challenges here at home, or challenges that need to supersede anybody else's. In personal finance, the golden rule is pay yourself first. That means you need to be allocating your money to your needs, to your family's needs, before you allocate it to anybody else's. And that's what I'm advocating that we do here too, is that we start paying ourselves first. Instead of sending $9 billion to Ukraine, $250 million of that to fund Radio Free Europe, we put that money to work in our communities for our benefit. God, it makes me mad. We need to decide what matters most, and then we have to allocate our resources based on what matters most. Do your part by doing your best.